Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the second Saturday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Adriana's Mystic Connections is hosted by Adriana Lesniak. Adriana is a truly gifted medium, energy healer, and teacher. She invites you to call in for guidance, wonderful, inspiring topics, and counsel from the angels. The second half of the show, she will be offering mini readings to callers. If you would like a mini one-question reading, please call in at 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. You're also more than welcome to ask questions in chat. And now I give you your wonderful host, Adriana.
Good morning. Happy 2016. Happy New Year. Congratulations, folks, for making it to 2016. For many of us, 2015 was turbulent. Lots of wonderful things happened in 2015 to me, and I'm sure to you. There was lots of good things, but there was also a lot of emotion, a lot of overcoming. 2016, 2016, together all the numbers equal 9. So by itself, this number is a number of completion. It's a number of completion. This is the year to finalize those projects that have been hanging around for a little while. Finish that novel. Sell that house. It's time to put the bow, the final touches. Complete that, let it go, move on to the next thing. For many people, the start of a new year comes with resolutions, comes with changes in mind, body, and spirit. For instance, I have long been known as someone who enjoys eating, but not particularly someone who enjoys cooking. And for some reason, just out of the blue, about a week before Christmas, I started having an urge to cook and bake. Just came out of nowhere. And I made an amazing meringue to go on top of a key lime pie, and I experimented with gnocchi and made gnocchi for the first time, which for those of you who don't know, gnocchi is an Italian potato dumpling that came out really good considering it was my first time. So let those changes happen. Your body maybe, or your mind maybe telling you that it wants something different. I've noticed that some of my tastes are changing, trying to adapt my taste buds. Although, if you need to eat healthy food, sometimes your body will tell you that it wants potato chips. You might want to just steer it towards a baked potato rather than the potato chips, because I've been struggling with that too. So a lot of people get annoyed with New Year's resolutions. My New Year's resolution is not to make any New Year's resolutions. And it's easy to see why. I think that there was a poll or study done, and they said that 80% of resolutions are not kept past the first month of the year. So why even bother making a resolution? And my answer to that is, why even bother breathing? Why even bother getting up in the morning? If we are here to better ourselves and better the people around us, then we might as well resolve to do something different or better. And it doesn't just have to be the first month of the year, but it's a good time to take a look at ourselves, to take stock of the situation, to say, okay, this is my plan for this year. This is what I want to do. What happens if we don't do that? What do you think? Well, I think what happens is we float. We float along and things go on as they normally do. And so what happens if you make a resolution and then you only keep it for the first month of the year and then after that it just flows by the wayside? Well, hey, you kept it for 4 weeks. Congratulations. I'm sure all of you know this story. There was a man who was out on the beach, and he saw someone picking something up from the surf and throwing it out to sea. And as he walked closer, he saw thousands of starfish that had somehow been marooned on the beach and were struggling to get back into the water. And he watched the man as the man was slowly picking up the starfish and one by one tossing them back into the sea where they would be safe. The man says, "Don't you understand? There's thousands. You can never make a difference." And the man who's doing it said, "Oh, yeah?" and picked up one and tossed it to the sea. Just made a difference for that one. He just saved that starfish's life. I love that story. Usually, for me, resolutions are not so much of a rule as it's more of the beginning of a manifestation. This year, I would like to get my book in print, for instance, would be a resolution. And so with that, then I know that there's certain steps that I need to do to get to that point. And I've known those steps for a while, but having put that out to the universe, now I'm going to manifest that and make it happen. And in knowing that, I'm excited that it's going to happen. I'd also like to manifest that I am going to be more prompt in replying and doing things. I'm going to do my best to mitigate procrastination. That one I know I'll have a little bit more trouble with, as procrastination has been a dear friend of mine since I've been on this planet, but I'm going to do my best. Now, a lot of people will, when they're talking about resolutions, they're talking about weight, or they're talking about health, or they're talking about diet, or something like that. I encourage you to make resolutions that are not critical of yourself, although that procrastination thing maybe was, but that when you think about it, it makes you happy that you're going to do this. And it helps you. It helps you in some fashion. It's helpful. Try not to make it a blame thing. Try to make it something that will enrich your life, and that at the end of the year, you can say, "Yes, I completed that. I did that." So that's the question of the day. It is, okay, what is your resolution, or what is it that you want to manifest in 2016? manifestation is very, very powerful. And I'm a very good manifester. So it's important for you to know that what we think becomes real. So you have to think positive, you have to stay positive, you have to keep your mind set in a positive fashion. Because you want those positive things to become real. You don't want negative things to become real. You know, worrying about your health, having negative thoughts about your health is counterproductive, right? You want to have positive thoughts about your health. So here's a wonderful mantra that I love to say to myself. Every single cell in your body is healthy. Every single cell in your body is well. Every single cell in your body is healthy. Every single cell in your body is well. Every single cell, every single cell, every single cell in your body is well. Every single cell in your body is well. And every single soul is healthy and well and perfect. Some people say, I'm not perfect. How can you say I'm perfect? How can you say my health is perfect? How can you say that I, who am struggling with fill in the blank, am perfect? And I will tell you that you are perfect in your imperfection. This is your body. This is your life. This is what you have created. And only you can change that. I know that we all go to doctors and doctors help us, but you go, physically go to the doctor. And in doing that, you're making a change. And then you physically accept the medicine. And you physically decide to take the medicine. And that's a change as well. This is your life. You planned this life before you got here on this planet. You created your life chart. You decided who your parents were going to be. You decided the time and the date that you would be born. And every single event that happens in your life, you had some say or agreement in. And the only time when that changes is if someone in your circle commits suicide. Because suicide is always opting out early. It's not part of the plan. There is no death. There is no death. There is not an ending following the release of your physical form. You, your spirit, continues. How do I know this? Well, first of all, I'm a medium. I talk to people who have crossed all the time. Secondly, I've seen people who cross come back. I have physically, with my eyes, seen people who have crossed come back. I have also done hundreds, if not thousands, of readings where I've given proof to people after their loved ones have crossed, that they're still with them. And they've shared their experiences with me, telling me that their loved ones are still with them. For me to see people is very exciting for me because I am more auditory. I hear spirit. I don't really see spirit. But every once in a while, I get a glimpse of someone. And a couple times, I've seen someone very clear and very sharp, and it's been amazing. Now, my cousin can see people. He usually sees them at night, and it freaks him out when he does. I think that I prefer hearing people, but every once in a while I like to see someone. See, say hello. Oh, hello. There is life after death. Yes, this is not our only existence. You will have other lifetimes. You have had other lifetimes. This is not your only lifetime, but this is the only lifetime that you're going to have as this you. There will never be another you. There can never be another you. You right now are the product of your soul, your experiences in this lifetime, your knowledge, and your remembering from this lifetime. Don't discount yourself. Please don't. Remind yourself how amazing you are. How wonderful, how amazing you are. You, a being of power on this planet. A light source for other people. We tend to see the thousands and thousands of starfish on the beach and think, well, what can I do? If you rescue one life, if you weren't there, that life would be extinguished. So, resolutions. How are you going to change the planet this year? How are you going to uplift mankind this year? How are you going to create and manifest what it is that you're here to do on this planet, what you chose to do when you decided to reincarnate again? How are you going to get on your true path? Who are you? It's time to remember who you are. So, that's why I make New Year's resolutions. To amp up my soul. To remember why I'm here. To make plans and goals. And then once you make the plans and the goals, you start mapping out the steps to get there. So it's important to have a big goal, say a 5-year goal or maybe even a 10-year goal, and then smaller goals. And what you need to do is you need to chunk everything up till it's bite-sized so that you can grab something and get it done. And when I say bite-sized, I mean 1 to 8 hours. So let's say you're going back to school. That's your goal. That's your resolution. I'm going to finally go back. I'm going to get my degree. Okay. Well, that's probably part of a 2 to 4 year plan. And congratulations for making that goal. And I'm with you on that goal because I'm going to go back. I've got my associate's degree and I'm going to go back. I'm going to get my bachelor's. So what's the first thing you got to do? Well, let's chunk it up. Decide what school I'm going to go to. Decide how I'm going to fund my going back to school. Am I going to do loans? Am I going to search for grants? Does my company have any way of reimbursing me for taking classes? So the first thing would then be to do some research. What would the second thing be? Believe it or not, the second thing would be meditating, would be sitting and meditating and feeling how good it feels to have that degree, to have that completed, to allow that to come into your aura. Because that's the very first thing of making it real, is agreeing that it is going to become part of your chart and that you are going to do it. So do some research, figure out the school, figure out how you're going to fund it, then sit and meditate and allow it to be real in your consciousness. That's how I manifested my house. That's how I manifested my job. That's how I manifested my dog. You can do this. Then once you do that, then you continue to just chunk it up. You get your financing in order. You register for your classes. If you think about, I have to get my degree and I have to do it right away, it's overwhelming. It's 2 to 4 years of, oh my gosh, I have to study all this time. Oh no, oh, can I do this? I can't do this. What am I talking about? I'm 53 years old. I can't do this. Well, screw that. Of course you can. Of course you can. Of course you can. Research. Look for a grant. Look for a school loan. Talk to the school. Do they give time for lessons learned in life? Many schools do. And then sit and meditate and make it real. You want to buy a house. Okay, do some research. Understand. Figure out how much you can afford to spend. Figure out where you're going to get that money. Figure out how you're going to release. It's just research. All it is just the plan. How you're going to release your living condition right now. 8 hours of research. That's all I'm asking. Then sit and meditate on it and make it real. Sit and meditate it and allow that new house to come into your consciousness. Make it real. Allow it to come in. See it getting written in your chart. This is just a construct where we are right now. This is a construction. It's a 3D construction so we can have experiences and live our lives. Does that mean it's not real? No, of course it's real. But it's something that we create. It's our universe. And we have the ability to change our universe. That's why we're here, to experiment with change. Our time on this planet is finite. Our time on this planet, in this body, is finite. And you may say to me, how long? And I will tell you, not as long as you think. Because all of us are planning to live to 80, to 90, to 100, or beyond. But most of us will not. My mother crossed over when she was 66 years old. She made it to her last birthday, which was January 11th. And then she crossed near the end of January. Prior to her birthday, she asked me if she would make it to her last birthday. She asked me to see, and I looked, and I said, yes, you will, Mom. And she did. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that she got to be 66 years old. 66 is an angelic number. And 666 is an even more angelic number, although it's been created as a perverse number by the Bible, by Christianity's beliefs. trust that the world is working for you. Sometimes it feels like the world is working against you. If the world is working against you, then you need to make some changes in your life. It's the world saying, hey, wake up, make changes in your life. Because when things are going the way they should, they will go easily and smoothly. It's when you're just struggling and struggling, that's your soul letting you know, we need to make some changes. Thank you, dear friends, for sharing this hour with me once a month. If you would like a reading with me, you can reach me at mysticconnect@aol.com, or you can go to my website, mysticconnections.com, or you can find me on Facebook, and you can also talk to me here on this show. I also have another weekly show at Mystic Connections Radio, and you can find me on Facebook, or it's Adriana Psychic Sampler, and that's every Sunday at 10 a.m. Mystic Connections Radio. Thank you all for being a part of my world. Okay, Courtney, I think we're ready for callers.
Awesome. For those of you listening, please stay in the queue. And if you're interested in calling in for a free one-question reading, please give a call in at 646-378-0378. And we also welcome questions in the chat room as well. Before I go to our first caller, Adriana has a question of the day, and we ask every single caller the question of the day. Her question for today is, what is your main resolution, or what are you hoping to manifest in 2016? So I want to welcome Victoria from Connecticut, and welcome to the show.
Welcome, Victoria.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What a wonderful name.
Thank you.
Victoria, victorious. And, of course, Queen Victoria. What is it that you're trying to manifest, or what is your resolution, your main resolution that you'd like to share with us?
I think really just when I think of, you know, starting a new year and what resolution, you know, I'd like to, you know, work towards, I just want to continue to keep growing and being my best self. And I feel like most recently I've kind of gotten to that point where I've really taken a lot of steps in my life and gotten to where I want to be, but there's still more growth that I can, that needs to happen. And I just want to continue growing in that positive direction that I've been in, and just, you know, do my best in my career, do my best with my relationships with others, and just try to be, you know, the best version of me that I could be. So that's how
I love that.
Resolution.
The best version
yeah.
of you that you can be. I love that. Love that. Now, I will tell you that for some reason, I'm picking up someone who had breast cancer around you. It's either someone who had breast cancer who has crossed, or someone who is struggling with breast cancer now. But I believe it's someone who's crossed.
My godmother, she actually has breast cancer currently.
Okay, your godmother?
Yes.
Okay.
She's a very close family friend. You know, my parents are very close friends with her and her husband, and they're very close. They're like family with us.
Okay, I was picking that up. There's someone on the other side who's connected with her who wants to connect with her through you.
Okay.
And support her as much as possible. Things are, I think right now things are looking not so horrible, but it's going to get worse.
Oh no.
So support her. Help her through this.
Okay.
I do feel like this is not her time to cross, but she needs support. and she needs love, and she needs to pay attention to the warning signs her body's giving her.
Okay.
I think this is a woman who, this is a woman you can practice on.
So are you learning energy healing? I'm sorry, say it again.
Are you learning energy healing?
I'm not. I
this
am,
is a
I'm
good time for you to
I'm
learn energy healing. And this is someone you can practice on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. There's all different types of energy healing.
Mm-hmm.
Just going and being with her and touching her can do wonders. And sitting with her, you know, even just letting her know you're thinking of her.
Okay.
It was a quick phone call or a card. Okay, so it's either her mother or her grandmother who are coming through who are trying to talk to her and tell her
okay.
that she's not
I know
alone.
Her mother is still alive, so it can't be her. So maybe it's her grandmother.
Grandmother,
I'm not sure
okay.
She probably passed, but I'm not sure if she had breast cancer herself.
Okay, yeah. Grandmother who's telling her to just stay strong. For you in your life, you need to manifest change. Change is needed in your life. You want to, there's opportunities for you to move up. There's opportunities for you to continue to move forward. And so this is a great year for you to grab them.
Okay.
And I'm feeling like you're very happy where you are, which is good, but actually there's more. There's more you can do.
Okay.
So this is the year for that.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm also getting a male who had either a problem with the chest or with lungs. I mean, the chest area, and I'm feeling like they can't breathe. Who's crossed? Yes, a male who is having trouble breathing.
It might have been my grandfather.
Okay. Can you give me his name? That helps me pull him in a little bit more.
Paolo.
Say that one more time.
Paolo?
Paul, okay.
He feels
like he had a lot of wisdom, and some of that wisdom is lost in today's franticness and everything we do on our laptops and our iPads. He feels like he had wisdom about the land and about the earth,
mm-hmm.
and about the way things worked. And he's encouraging you to connect with your ancestors. So that wisdom isn't lost. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's asking that be part of your spiritual journey.
Okay.
You know why he's... I understand we're on the radio now, but do you understand why he's showing me a radio?
A radio. Nothing comes to mind right away.
He's showing me an old-fashioned radio. And maybe that he's just trying to show me to tune in, for you to tune in.
Okay.
Because he's, like, tuning the channels. So
an
very
old-fashioned radio? Like, okay. Thought just came to my mind of this old-fashioned radio that I had. And I think it might have been in Italy where he lived. And that just came to my mind, but I'm not even so clear.
Oh,
on it,
was it gold or brown?
It was brown.
Yeah, because he was short. Okay, yeah.
He
was showing me was gold or brown. Yeah. He wants you to tune in and to your ancestors and to that side of your family and the wisdom that they have.
Okay.
And to connect back to your ancestral source there.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Many, many blessings from spirit. Get in touch with your healing energy. So that's the next step in your spiritual growth. And mm-hmm. you don't have to be responsible, because you're not responsible for anyone else's healing journey. That's not what it is helping someone heal, is walking with them. And you never use your own energy. You use universal energy. I recommend you pick up a book about healing. I've written a book about healing, and for $20, you can purchase it. I am trying to manifest, because I've written a book and I tend to be sort of reticent about it, but I wasn't trying to do that as a plug. You can pick up any book at, well, yes, I was. I'm allowed to plug my own book. But you can pick up any book at Barnes & Noble. It's just a good idea about how to learn how to ground, how to learn how to give and receive energy. And it will also help you understand that all your thoughts are not your own. Sometimes you pick up other people's thoughts and feelings and emotions. Because
mm-hmm.
we as healers are generally empaths, and we tend to do that.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people who are empaths think they're crazy. I just have these weird random thoughts, and I don't know why. Well, guess what? They're not your thoughts. You're like mm-hmm. a radio. Oh, I get it. I get it. You're like a radio tuning in and hearing other people, but you don't even know you're picking up other broadcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true.
That will really help you understand that those random things that you're picking up don't belong to you. It's
mm-hmm.
just like you're just a really good receiver. Congratulations on being a really good receiver.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Many blessings from spirit. Thank you for calling in.
I did want to ask you about specifically about my love life. So.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to ask you what you see for the current man who's in my life. His name is Jeff.
You know, I feel like the situation, okay, so you're currently connected with romantically with him, correct?
Yes, we're not officially together.
Okay, I feel like that's going to continue. And I feel like that's, it's like on a wave. It comes in, and then it goes out, then it comes in, and it goes out. There's a little bit of tidal there. Part of the reason is you're not 100% sure this is the guy for you.
Okay.
what needs to happen here is you really need to determine what you want, because you haven't made up your mind. I know that you think it's up to him, but it's not. It's up to you.
Right.
If you want to be with this man, you have to determine that this is the man you want to be with. But right now, it feels like this is not the man you want to be with. It feels like this is the man you're with till something better comes along. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see where that makes sense to me. And the reason I think why I'm questioning this him is because he's been very slow to open up. So that makes me question, you know, because to open up, when someone opens up, you have that stronger connection with them. I mean, I'm not saying I don't have a connection with him, but I've been waiting for him to open up just so we can be more connected, if that makes sense. And
who's the one
like
with the bad habits, or who's the slob? Is that you or is that him?
No, I'm a neat freak. It's not me.
It's him. So the way that he's not neat kind of drives you crazy.
I didn't even really know that about him, to be honest.
There's something about his habits that you're not super happy with. They were showing me. And they were showing me something mm-hmm. that I'm really bad at, which is my clothes. I'm terrible about my clothes.
You know,
I mean,
when
he very
when
well
I'm,
might
I,
be unorganized. I just didn't know that about him.
Yeah, he's not as organized as you. I'm not going to say unorganized, but I am going to say he's not to the point that you are.
Okay.
And so that's something that you both need to work on too.
Right. I mean, I think for me to be able to make the decision of is this the guy for me, I need him to really just be his full self and for him to give me, you know, more of himself. Because
I really
right now,
see this continuing, your relationship continuing. I see it continuing much the same, but the more you decide that this is the way that you want to go and you accept him, the better it will be. Don't push him. Pushing him makes him just stick his feet in the mud. He's not,
okay.
You know, pushing him makes him get stubborn. So don't push him. But just, you know,
okay.
Meditate and fully accept him if this is who you want. You have to fully accept him, even the not-so-great parts. Even
right.
The part where his clothes don't always hit the hamper.
Right, yeah. So he's, like, looking for to get a new job, and he actually
okay,
might be looking.
Okay, I have to move on. I apologize, but it's been wonderful speaking with you.
Okay.
And I'd love to give you a full reading, and if you would like a full reading with me, Mystic Connect at AOL or mysticconnections.com is my website. And you can always call me at 248-379-7324. Courtney, who do we have next?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Victoria. Have blessings. Have a beautiful new year.
Thank you, Adriana. Next up, we have Gloria, and she is calling from Royal Oak, Michigan. Welcome to the show, Gloria.
Michigan!
And
Hello.
What's your main resolution for 2016?
Well, main resolution, I think, is more self-acceptance and awareness.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, I do have to say three things to you right off
okay.
the bat. Okay. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. Gloria, thank you for sharing your glorious presence. Really appreciate you calling in. From beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan, one of the jewels of Michigan.
Yeah.
So you have a male departed in spirit, feels like father, or could be someone who is like a father to you, say if not father, then father-in-law, or
mm-hmm.
someone who had a father role for you. Who wants to come in and say hello.
Okay.
Okay.
I accept that.
Go ahead.
I say I accept that because I know, I mean, I have someone in my mind who has the father role.
Okay. Can you give me his name? Because it helps me bring him in a little bit more.
Okay. His name was James Bradley, but I always called him Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Come on in. Okay. And he has so much love to give you, and he's showing me a new baby. So did you get a new baby somehow in the family this past year?
No.
He's showing me a new baby.
Well, maybe it'll be a new baby for my daughter. I don't know.
Maybe, because he's showing me this beautiful new baby, and he's saying congratulations.
Know about that, but I'll just keep that in the back of my head. My daughter hasn't mentioned anything about even being interested in the baby.
He's
so maybe it'll be.
Are you sure no one in the family or no one in his family has had a baby?
Oh, well, I wouldn't know about his family, whether anyone
in
his.
Because he's showing me this beautiful baby, but he's saying congratulations. So it has something to do with you, so stay tuned. And he's saying that 2015 was a pretty good year for you.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good. It was pretty good almost to the end, but it was pretty good.
Yeah. He wants you to be patient, and he wants you to relax for 2016. And he wants you, are you already doing your taxes? Because you're supposed to get your taxes in right away.
No, I haven't started yet.
Because he wants you to get the refund money.
Okay. I'll put that down, taxes early.
Okay. And what is your question today?
Okay, my question was this, that on the 28th of November, my daughter and I lost our little 15-year, 5-month, 12-day toy fox terrier. And I was just wondering, was our grieving affecting her joy on the other side? Because this, we don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
You know, for humans, our grief affects our humans on the other side, our human spirit family, our soul family on the other side. That little dog doesn't want you to grieve her, you know. But in some ways, she hasn't left. In some ways, she has not left.
Okay.
In some ways, she's still connected to your auric field. She's still with you.
Okay.
Would she like to lay on her tummy, like flat on her tummy, or for some reason she's flat on her tummy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Quite a lady.
Yeah. She seems very, very sweet. She's saying no new dog right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let everything settle. It's not the time for a new dog.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Did she have her own food bowls and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's still possessive of those. So do you still have them?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's saying those are mine.
Okay.
She's very connected to you, and she loves you and your daughter very much.
Okay.
She
had many things. She had many beds, many bowls, many many clothes, many everything.
I don't know why she's showing me your daughter's hair.
Yeah.
Is your daughter concerned about her hair?
I don't think she's concerned about it. She has long hair. Sometimes she gets frustrated with dealing with it herself because, you know, they want to charge so much when you have long hair, you know. But
because she's showing, it's funny because she was just like licking your daughter's hair.
Okay.
Which is interesting. So, and your daughter's hair can be frustrating for her for some reason. Your daughter. It's frustrating for your daughter. For some reason, I feel like she needs to know that it's okay to have it pulled back. It's okay to just pull it back sometimes. And I think that it's expensive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, to get it done. And she's very particular about how it's done. So it's like that's her dilemma.
Yeah. And, you know, getting it done, she really needs to not go someplace cheap because that will just upset her.
Yeah.
She needs to go someplace I think near the end of January, going to someplace and having it done nice, and that will stay nice for a little while. That's what she should be doing, rather than just going someplace to get it done and then not being happy about it.
Yeah, very true.
So your dog is now part of your soul group and is passing messages along to you. And you guys are not ready for a dog. And there's not going to be a dog that's going to be able to replace her.
Oh, no, we never thought that could be. We would just...
Yeah.
We just don't want... You know, I know that animals don't think about death as people.
Right.
And I know that she used her body up to the very end. And it failed her. Well, it didn't fail her. It just did what it did, and it was done.
Yeah, it was done. It was just done. She is still very closely connected with you. So she is still
in your auric field. And, you know, of course, you know, the vibration of grief does pull down.
Mm-hmm.
It's always better to be joyful or be happy. But just know that she's still with you, and she loves you and loves your daughter. There's
okay.
somebody else that she loves, too. There's a third person that she loves, too, who I think is male.
Okay.
You know who that is?
No, I wouldn't know who that was.
She's saying a third. She's saying hello or giving her love to a third person, too, who's male.
Okay.
Is there someone in your life or someone in your daughter's life?
Well, not in mine that I would think of, and Oh, you know, I do know one person. I know one person in my daughter's life. They used to play a game together when, yeah, okay, they used to play a game. She loved to lick her tongue out, and we wouldn't do it for her because she never would stop. She was obsessed. And he would do it for her, Butch.
Tell him that she says hello.
Okay.
And she loves him, too. And she still likes to play games with him.
Okay.
And last year was hard for him, and this year is going to be better.
Okay.
Okay. Many blessings. Thank you so much for calling in, Gloria.
And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Our pleasure. Thank you. All right, Courtney, let's bring on our next caller.
Next, we have Candy, and she's calling from New York. And, Candy, what is your main resolution for 2016, or what are you trying to manifest?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My New Year's resolution is to be more present, you know, be more in the here now, listen.
Oh, what a great resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello,
like
me too. Yeah.
So like I
New
always
York, New York.
Yep.
So welcome, Candy. Thank you for calling in.
Thank
what
you.
A great resolution.
Well, because
hey,
I learned a
okay.
lesson, that's why.
That is what we're going to do for 1 minute, is we're going to be very mindful of the present. There's a meditation that you can do where you just stand and breathe and become aware of your body and your surroundings, and you listen to all of the little sounds around you, the sounds that you don't normally hear because they just kind of just blend into the background of this white noise. So just listen for those sounds. And become aware of your body. Start at your toes. Come up to your feet. How do your feet feel today? Come up to your legs, to your knees. If you find any little aches and pains as you're going along, acknowledge them and let them go. Come up to your hips, to your butt. To your pelvic area. How are you standing? Are you standing straight? Are you sitting straight? Come up, rise up your spine. How is your liver feeling? Does it need a good cleanse? How's your pancreas doing? What's going on with your intestines? Give them a little rub. Come on up. To your spleen, to your gallbladder. How is your spine? Concentrate on standing straight. That beautiful curve in our lower back. How is that? Come on up. Come on up to the lung, breast, heart area. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Thank your lungs for working so well and your heart for working so well. And male or female, we both sexes have breasts, so thank your breasts for being healthy and for being nourishing and comforting. and your shoulders, your thyroid, your neck, the spine of your neck, is it in alignment? Your skull, your third eye, your hair, and then your auric field. Deep breath in and out. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. What is your question today?
Well, I think because I haven't been present, I want to put away earrings, these gold hoop earrings that mean a lot to me, and I forgot where I put them. I just don't know where I put them.
You know, I see them in something, like a little envelope or a pouch, and then I see them tucked away in a drawer. And I think maybe you just tucked them there, or it could be a drawer, it could be a pocket. And I think you tucked them there thinking you would do something with them later. So it seems like there's, like it's a cloth line. So it could be a cloth line drawer, could be a drawer with clothing, or it could be a pocket, because pockets are cloth line too. So check your drawers and check your pockets, including the pockets.
So they weren't stolen. They weren't stolen. They're here somewhere.
I didn't pick up stolen.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Why do you think they were stolen?
Because I do have a cleaning lady every 2 weeks, and since I can't find them, I don't know where I put them. You know, they could be, you know.
Yeah. Do you have a clear memory of where you put them?
No. I do remember saying, oh, you know, just like you said, temporary moment.
Yeah.
And I wasn't being present, and that's why I'm thinking I need to be more present when I'm doing every moment.
Yeah.
You know, that's the lesson.
I do feel like you're going to find them again. I do feel like it's in some type of purse or a drawer with clothing or a pocket in clothes, because it seems like there's cloth lined.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. That makes me feel better.
And you have a mother figure in spirit. So this is mother or close grandma or someone who you felt was a mother to you.
My mom. I think it's my mom. Yeah.
Okay.
My mother.
And she wants to say hello and she loves you so much.
I miss her terribly. My mom is 64. Yours was 66. I know you said you're okay with that. I still feel like, oh, I got gypped, you know, so I hope I could be more like you.
Oh,
I feel like it was okay.
I'm not okay with that.
Oh.
I mean, there is no death, and I'm so glad that I had her for how long I had her, and I talk with her all the time, but, yeah, I got gypped. She loves you so much. She's so proud of you. She's thanking you for making a difference. And thank you. Everyone, thank you. Have a blessed and happy first month of the year. And thank you for being the light of the world that you are. Thank you.